Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I haven't had enough time for coffee.
Hello. Welcome to the Exium Theatre Podcast. Mini episode and cup number 6 brings you another Fringe first timer. Let's say hello to Ben Norris, who's in Edinburgh with his show The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Family.
Hello. My name is Ben Norris, and I am a Fringe first-timer. It's not my first ever time at the Fringe as a human. I've been 3 times before, just as a punter, seeing shows and sleeping on people's floors. But it is my first time with a show. So, yeah, it is a very different experience to couch surfing, although I'm just as tired as I ever was then, although for very different reasons, mostly just the immense anxiety bearing down on you every day. I sort of wake up still. We've had really good audiences in our first four shows in now, but I still wake up every day and think, today is the day, literally no one will come. So it is stressful, and it is slightly scary, but it's also incredible. It's so incredible. The city is so beautiful. I'm sitting recording this in our flat, which is on the Royal Mile by some miracle. We don't have the budget for that kind of thing, but I found it in an amazing little listing site in April, and I just went, right, great, get this before the landlord realises how absolutely wrong he is about how much this is worth compared to other places in Edinburgh. So, yeah, looking out of my window across the entire north side of the city and Prince's Street and to the bay, really, and it's just absolutely beautiful, dusk, gorgeousness. So I feel very lucky in that respect. And also, the festival is just incredible. The vibe of the city. I mean, it's impossible to walk down the street. And if you're feeling fragile, then it is an enormous onslaught. But there's nowhere like it. There's nowhere else on earth like it. And for someone who loves, you know, not just theatre or art, but just, I don't know, culture and humans, then you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. The energy about the place is phenomenal. I'm looking forward to getting a bit more settled. I think whenever I've come here before, I've always come just to see things. And so I've been cramming in, you know, 4, 5, 6 shows a day if I'm feeling particularly ambitious. And I've seen barely anything so far because I think I've been so conscious of getting everything right with our show and just, you know, getting my head around that and the routine of that. Or establishing a routine at all. So as soon as I'm a bit more settled, I'm looking forward to starting to see things. That's going to be really nice. And hopefully finding some time for a social life. At the moment, it's mostly been sleep, flyer, do the show, do admin, do some more flyering. So I'm looking forward to sort of sitting down and having a coffee. Black Medicine, that's not an original suggestion. It's very busy every day, but it's amazing. And I've heard amazing things about Brew Lab as well. I've not been there yet, but I'm going. So brace yourself, Brew Lab, for me to come in and order a coffee like everybody else. You don't need to brace yourself for that, do you? The show is very personal to me, so I make myself very vulnerable in it. But I think that sharing that with an audience is such a privilege, and having them respond warmly to it and share their thoughts with you afterwards on similar experiences they have in their family, similar relationships they have, is such a privilege. That's exactly why we make theatre, isn't it? To make contact with people and to explore what it is to be alive and to have relationships with anybody in any capacity. So yeah, so that's just everything I could ever have dreamed for this show. It's slightly annoying when you can hear 20 billion bagpipers during a really quiet and poignant moment of your show. It's supposed to be perfect silence, and instead you can sort of hear like 1,000 people marching down the street. But I wouldn't hold that against anybody. And also, you know, people know that that's what the Fringe is about. And I'd rather that than no one else be here at all. It's absolutely fantastic.
Ben's show, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Family, isn't at 4:40 p.m. at the Underbelly. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Oh, and please bear with us while we iron out a few technical niggles with the podcast player on the website. You can still follow the podcast via the RSS feed and subscribe to it on iTunes. I'll catch you in a couple of days.